This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Regardless of where you live in Colorado, as of today, you can stop at a vote center or place your ballot in a drop box to vote in the upcoming election. Some counties opened these services last week, but today marks the minimum number of days that early voting must be available in the state. Ballots were mailed to voters last week. Fewer than 1% of Colorado voters cast a ballot at a vote center. College enrollment nationwide declined by 1.1% this fall. Declines were steepest among four-year institutions, while declines at community colleges have slowed. Colorado's college enrollment declined 2.5% over last year. Doug Shapiro is with the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center.
We saw large gains in computer science at both the associate level and the bachelor's level, 10%. And large declines in health-related majors.
Colorado was among 27 states that lost undergraduate enrollment. Thornton is presenting its sixth annual Dia de los Muertos cultural celebration. CPR's Eden Lane has details.
The Thornton Arts, Sciences, and Humanities Council, the Mexican Cultural Center, local artists, and small businesses are partnering for community celebration of Dia de los Muertos, the Day of the Dead. The family-friendly event remembers and honors deceased loved ones. The event will take place at the city's McAllister Park Center and includes face painting, live music, food vendors, an art market, and an ancestor altar with offerings called ofrendas. I'm Eden Lane, CPR News.
You can find these stories and more at cpr.org. All along the Front Range, from Fort Collins to Pueblo, some snow is in the forecast later this week. It's 12:06.